All right, Jalik Swole, I don't know. Is this a career best overall for you?
Yeah.
I think it is. Really good job today.
Yeah, career best. Finished sixth, but yeah, I mean, I've just been injured most of the outdoors, so I haven't really had a chance to do anything. So coming out of Loretta's for the A-Moto, couldn't do anything with that because I had a hip problem, and then shoulder from Supercross the last season. So,
and then, yeah, you pulled out, like, whatever, halfway, three quarters of the way through, right?
Honestly, I was just being an idiot and doing the normal motocross thing where you're like, oh, I'm good, I feel good, and then got there and you're not good. So I was doing that. But, yeah, man, this season.
Starts today.
Good starts, everything. I feel like I was mixing up a little bit and all that kind of shit. I mean, my first moto wasn't the best, but I feel like I really came around the second moto. And, yeah, I mean, it's just a learning deal. I mean, I've only really been to about four nationals. So, yeah, I'm learning. I'm going to get better and better. Bikes can get better. And, yeah, I mean, eventually I want to find myself at either the top step of the podium or on the podium in general. So.
You know what's crazy is, like, the group that you were battling with, Shimoda, Styles for a little bit, Faulkner was around there. Like, you make one mistake and then, like, two guys are going to get you, three guys are going to get you. It looked like you were in a pack all day.
Yeah, dude, it was about, like, you know, you see the space in 30s when you watch on TV, but there is no space. Everybody's battling the whole time. So, but yeah, this track was really difficult. I felt like one bad pass through the rollers up the hill, and it was seconds. So,
it would take you like three laps to make that up.
Yeah, I mean, take you three laps for them to mess up those rollers, and then you get your space back. But yeah, no, it was all good. I felt like I was pretty consistent. I still can. Getting a little bit tired, but yeah, you know, I mean, we're what, second race in, so.
No Seth, so that's it.
Yeah, exactly. It's
going
Seth's
downhill.
Fault. I know, fuck. But yeah, man, it's all good. I mean, it's a learning deal and getting better and better. And I'm glad you're finally starting to see and recognize, like, good motos. You usually don't say anything.
Here we go.
About me doing good and stuff like that.
Ignore some DM on Instagram. Yeah.
Ignore DM. And then after Arlington, you didn't say anything about the podium or nothing. I know you did not expect that. I didn't.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you were doubting me. And then when I did good, you didn't even say anything. You just said stuff about everybody else. Yeah. Well, so that's why we have beef.
Okay. Well, good to know that it's all settled now, because I think you rode really well here today. I think that was very impressive.
Yeah. Finally getting some recognition. Right. And, yeah, I mean, we're, you know, you still have some work to do, but we're getting there.
Listen, as long as I'm better than Anton, I'll be fine. That's all I'm shooting for, better than Anton.
For sure, for sure.
How slow did you feel like your bike was here today? I mean, just being in elevation.
I mean, honestly, the Husky treated me well today still, even though... you know, no bullshit. You do feel it. I mean, everybody's bike takes a hit probably times two, times three maybe. So, really just up the hills, you feel it and stuff like that. But, I mean, it wasn't that bad. I feel like after the qualifying, I got used to it. So it kind of felt normal. The only thing that was a big difference was first gear starts. I've never had to do that.
Right.
Even in Salt Lake, I've always... been pretty fine.
My day, I started in first on 125 all the time. So just
Oh, really? Did you get hold?
Red Dog's day, first gear.
Okay, so what did you tell Red Dog to start in?
Oh, here we start in first.
Oh, really? And how are his starts?
Oh, his starts suck balls. You know that. they were never good. Yeah. When was his starts ever good? A few of them on Cowie. Other than that, no, nothing.
I feel like I always seen Red Dog coming through the back of the pack.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, good. Hey, nice job. I'm glad the beef is buried between us. Keep it up, man. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.